I loved it. I was in geek heaven. I've been waiting 25 years to see The Duel.
And you're not.
And I wasn't that much into it. But a couple of weeks later, I saw that first scene where the mothership comes flying in, and everyone in the theater just went, whoa.
The opening sequence in Star Wars where the starship flies over your head was mind-blowing.
I mean, you're talking about a single shot that's as important as any single shot in the history of motion pictures. It just redefined our sense of scale.
That rebel blockade runner fleeing the Imperial cruiser somewhere above the planet Tatooine.
The camera tilts down to the surface of a planet, and then the rebel blockade runner comes flying in from camera right with those great laser beams.
Then this other ship comes in overhead, and it just takes you to a whole other level.
I was instantly transported as that ship came in. It felt like and sounded like coming in over my head.
Finally, you saw the big blue engines at the end of it. George did something that I had never seen done before in the movies. He made the screen bigger than the motion picture theater we were sitting in. And that one shot made a promise that George kept for the next 450 shots.
But the balance is shifting. As the voices of the universe call out for...
A spaceship comes in from overhead. It's a great moment in movie history. And because it's the best spaceship you've ever seen. I mean, we've been seeing crummy spaceships for years and years and years. This was a great spaceship. And you thought, man, this is going to be cool. And then that spaceship disappears, or rather progresses, and you're sitting back, and suddenly, hey, there's a bigger spaceship. It's gigantic, and it goes on and on and on. And that moment, I think, it's just one of the most treasured moments I have in a life of movie going. I mean, it promised so much. It was so romantic. It was so revitalizing. It was so much a sense of reinventing the genre that it's a very powerful emotional moment. And he's really worked hard to maintain that momentum. I mean, that big ship is still going on.
After I finished Star Wars, obviously there was this huge explosion that nobody expected. So my original idea of doing one movie that was just an episode turned into three episodes.
I said, okay, it's a hit. I can now go ahead. I can make my other movies.
Well, if you haven't seen the original Star Wars by now, I'm sorry to say that's how it ends, with Luke Skywalker blowing up the giant bowling ball in space.
Star Wars Episode 3 enthalten.